Welcome, welcome everyone to another episode of Walk With Me with Coach Michelle. Today again, we are walking and we are talking. We are getting our heart rates up. We are going to get into our workout today. So thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for being intentional about your health. This is going to be a 30-minute walking workout where we are going to move faster than we've ever walked before. I know I say it all the time, but this time I mean it. We're always going fast, and I know we can continue to go faster. So, is everyone ready for a walking workout today? I'm sure you are, because I'm ready to walk with you. So, I know you don't want to waste time because you came to walk, and that's what we're going to do. So everyone, get your pedometer set, get your watches set, get your apps set. Set them all, because we're going to start pacing and timing right now. Okay, and of course, the first 5 minutes, as always, is our warm-up. We're going to warm the bodies up. Before we're able to get into this workout, we want to get warmed up. We want to work out on a warm body. That helps to prevent injuries. That helps to make sure this workout is efficient as possible. And that's all we always go for. Of course, you came here to work out. You have only 30 minutes. So we're going to make the very best of it. So I hope everyone's ready. You have comfortable shoes, you're hydrated, and don't forget, before you start any exercise program, you want to check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure the body is able to do what you're asking it to do. So let's get started with our warm-up, or you actually should have started with your warm-up, and we are about 30 seconds, or is that 50? Yeah, we're 50 seconds into our warm-up. Our warm-up is 5 minutes, and then we're going to jump right into the workout. And today, as always, like I said, we're going to walk faster than we've ever walked before, and I've said that on other podcasts. But each day, I want you to go faster than you did the day before, the week before, or whatever the last time you worked out. It's all about progression, but I do want you to be consistent. So make sure the day you walked, the last time you walked, isn't a year ago or 6 months, or maybe it is, and you're restarting today. So restarting today, that's okay. We're gonna stay consistent from today on. We're gonna be able to do this together. You can always walk with me. I'm gonna be walking with you. And I'm in the park. I like to be in the park. I recommend the park, weather permitting, of course. So I know my friends in the northern states, or maybe in regions of the world where it's winter, don't have that option all the time. But when you do, I want you to choose a safe place, such as a park. If you can't, I always say, you can go right on the treadmill. The treadmill is not for hanging clothes. Nope, the treadmill is actually for exercising, everyone. So go ahead, use the treadmill whenever you can. We like to do it in the park, but wherever you can do it, go for it, as long as you're doing it. And I'm going to go ahead and pace. If you stay with my pace, the times I give you reflect where you should be. But maybe the pace is a little fast for you. I want you to go at your own pace. Your goals are going to be specific to you, so I always want you to focus on that. Maybe you are faster. If that's the case, then you're obviously going to go faster. The idea is to challenge yourself. That's why these walking workouts at 30 minutes, we aim for 2 miles, because we want to challenge. We want everyone to be challenged. We want everyone to be fit. We want everyone to keep moving and build up their fitness levels. So I always tell you, if you're having a comfortable conversation with a friend, you are not going fast enough. And that's because you're not. Because when you are going fast, that's very difficult to do. And if you are able to, then that means you can move a little faster. I always say, if you can sing. Sometimes we're listening to our favorite song and we want to groove. If you can do that, you're also not going fast enough. Because another thing we want to be able to do is breathe. We want to breathe through our workout. And if you're singing, you're not able to breathe properly. And that can impact our workout. So efficiency is not just about our form, it's also about what our bodies are doing, such as breathing, and really focused on what we're doing. So right now we are at 4 minutes, 5 seconds, less than a minute to go in this warm-up, and then we're gonna jump right in to this walking workout. And again, remember, your goals are specific to you. So you'll hear Coach Michelle. I was gonna say Miss there. Boy, thought I was talking to the young people that I coach. But you'll hear Coach Michelle say, hey, we're at this time, at this mileage. Again, if you're pacing with me, if you're not, it's okay. As long as you are challenging yourself. And please, always challenge yourself. No growth in comfort. If you're feeling pain, I want you to stop. Pain is not good. But we're going to challenge ourselves and get through this. We're getting through this together. So we are right now going to start. We're going to go ahead and pick it up. Now make sure those arms are going forward and back as you start working out or start getting faster. And make sure the heels are going striking first, then toe follows. Pull that stomach in. We want a nice strong core and upright posture. We always want to think about our posture. We don't want to have a great workout and then pain in our back because we were bent over for most of it. We want a nice straight posture. So go ahead. Arms are going forward and back. And we're picking up the pace. We want to pick up the pace, and we are going to continue to pick up the pace as we go through. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and pick up the pace. And forgive me, there may be a little wind. Sometimes we battle with the element, but I want to bring a realistic outdoor walking workout to you. I want you to know that I'm here with you. Sometimes you're outdoors, you may have a little wind. So forgive me, hopefully it will still allow you to hear me clearly, know that I'm here with you, walking with you, and feel that you are not alone in this journey of fitness. So make sure that the arms are going forward and back. Let's keep moving. Make sure you're breathing. And if you need a sip, go for it. Take a sip. I want us to keep moving through this workout. And I want us to make sure that we are intentional with all of our movements. You came to exercise. You set aside 30 minutes today for working out. So we are going to make this 30 minutes count. We're going to move through. Hope everyone's feeling great. Hope you are having a great day if your day has already started. Hope it's a great day. If it hasn't, great way to start your morning. Hope your day will be great. Wherever you are, whatever time it is, definitely send in great things. And by you doing this is something great that you're doing. So know that this greatness will continue, that flow of greatness that's just moving through you will continue. All right, guys, right now we're at 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Let's keep going. Let's keep moving through together. We are moving through together. Wow, it is actually here in South Florida, great weather. This time of the year, we do have great weather. So for those of you who may be thinking about when's the best time to visit South Florida, this is it. During the fall, October, November, December, January, those are some of the best months, even February. Then in March, it starts to get a little hot. We still have great cool days, but for the most part, it's hot and hot and hot. So if you're ever wondering, when's the best time to visit? I would say anytime, late October, all the way to February. Then you'll have cool mornings, cool evenings, keep in mind, whenever you have a hot day, you decide to work out, make sure you're doing it before the sun gets out, or before the sun gets out. I'd say before 9 a.m. and or in the evening, maybe after 5 or 4, whenever the sun starts to go down, whenever it isn't at its hottest. I think they say 3, but here in South Florida, in the summer, 3 p.m., the sun is scorching. So try to avoid the sun. And if you are in the sun, always use sunscreen. A misconception is that people with melanin don't have to use sunscreen. But that's not true at all. You are susceptible to the effects of the sun, regardless of your complexion or if you have melanin. So you do want to make sure you're using sunscreen if you are in the sun. Another great tip is maybe a long shirt that's thin to completely keep that sun off of you. Not a good thing to be in the sun. Besides, if you're very hot, you're probably not going to be out there for long or have put all your efforts in because you're very hot. So stay hydrated. Hydrated. The more you sweat, the more you want to drink. Replenish the fluids your body is using. So keep that in mind as well. And right now, we're at 11 minutes, 2 seconds. So we're more than halfway through. Oh no, we're more than 1/3 of the way through. Not halfway, 1/3. Sorry for the quick 30 minutes is fast, but that would have been really fast. So we are more than 1/3 of the way through because this is a 30 minute workout and we're more than 1/3 of the way through. So we're moving. 30 minutes is not a lot of time. And before you know it, it'll be over. Now, if you have more than 30 minutes, don't stop on just one podcast. Play another. Perhaps you have an hour, so you can get an hour in. Or maybe you've been walking for a while and you are comfortable with the 30 minutes. You get through it very quickly. Remember, you're challenging yourself. Because you're challenging yourself, you want to go ahead and add more time. More time. Your body, once it gets comfortable with something, it's not going to go up unless you force it to go up or train it to go up. So if you're at 30 minutes, 30 minutes is comfortable, and let's say your goals are weight loss, you may find that the weight loss has plateaued. There's not much movement, or perhaps the movement has slowed dramatically, which will happen, by the way, depending on how close you are to your goal. But sometimes it's because your body is comfortable. It's found homeostasis in where you are. So in order for you to get that moving again, you need to train your body to go a little faster or longer. Many times, that's all you need to go ahead and restart your fitness or restart your weight loss. So if that's something that you're noticing, I want you to challenge yourself. Go from 30 to an hour. And you'll find that if you are going very fast at 30, it may go a little slower. Because yes, it's more time. But your body now will start to respond to that. You'll get stronger. So that's why I always say challenge yourself. Now, the other thing you may want to add is some strength training. Strength training is going to get the muscles, all of the muscles in our body strong. As we get older, our muscle, we lose muscle mass. That's absolutely natural. Wow. Did you hear that, guys? We are at 1 mile. 1 mile currently on our 30-minute walk out. We have our goal of 2 mile. 2 mile in our 30-minute walk out. So we know we are halfway through our mileage and we're at 14 minutes. 14 minutes, 52 seconds. And we're over a mile. So we are well on our way to achieving our goal. 30 minutes, 2 miles. We are going to get to 2 miles. How much over 2 miles can we get? Wherever you are though, I want you to know your pace is specific to you, or your goals are specific to you. So perhaps you haven't gotten to the 1 mile yet. That's okay. As long as you are challenging yourself, you're moving those arms forward and back, pulling that stomach in. So we have strong core, upright posture, and we are taking those legs and we're moving them with the arms, really moving them, moving our entire body. So we are getting a full body workout. That's what we're here for today. And I'm going to give it to you. And I know it doesn't always feel good because I'm doing it with you. And especially as we're getting closer to the end. That's right. We are closer to the end than the beginning. We're going to start feeling the burn. We're going to feel the fatigue of the muscles. We're tempted to lean forward and get relaxed, but we're not going to do that because we're training our bodies to be strong. We're training our fitness level. We're training our bodies to increase our fitness level. So let's keep going. Let's keep moving forward. Let's really get into this workout. We're at 16 minutes and 7 seconds. So we're halfway through our time. Okay, we have less than 14 minutes to go. Less than. Do you like when I say less than? Okay, we're at the closer to the end than the beginning. So you will hear a lot of less than now. Come on, guys, keep going. Keep going. So definitely, as we were saying, you want to build strength in order to retain those muscles, your muscle mass as you get older. Building strength is going to do that for you. So don't be afraid to go ahead and add strength training to your walking workouts. Go ahead and add a couple days in. Another thing you can do, you can add weights, ankle weights, to your legs. And I do have podcasts where I'm actually walking with ankle weights. You can do that too. So this way, you will get the benefit of walking and getting your strength, building those muscles in your legs. Also, you may find that walking with weights will slow you down a little. And if that's the case, you want to go ahead and make sure that your form is correct. Woo! Coach Michelle is getting a little winded there. Wow. So yeah, make sure your form is correct when you are walking first. Don't add the weights until you're comfortable with your walking form. You know that you're not leaning over. You know that you're walking heel toe, and also your arms are moving along with your legs. They're comfortable at your side, not going too low, not too far in front of you. Make sure that that's correct. And you'll hear me talking about form all the time. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed, your arms are comfortable at your side, going forward and back. Once you get your form comfortable, then go ahead, add those weights. So this way, you are sure that you're not going to injure yourself, because not having the right form, as we mentioned, can cause some kind of injury, or it may cause back pain. We talk about posture. If you're leaned over and if you add weights to that, that just adds to the pain or the injury. So we don't want that. Please make sure the form is right, but go ahead, add the ankle weights. Add the ankle weights. Start off with lighter weights, then increase the weights as you get stronger. It's always a great thing to go ahead and use strength training as a part of your overall fitness plan. And you can go forward with weights as well, doing free weights. But again, I can't stress enough how important it is to have the right form to prevent injury. So you may want to go ahead and speak with someone who knows how to use the proper form. Or there are also videos. There are plenty of YouTube videos that had workouts that are specific to using weights and will give you the right form as you are doing these weight training. So go for it. But something as simple as ankle weights, even putting them on your arms, can help with you completing both, getting both things going at once, getting your fitness and your strength going at once. So there you have it. And if you are older, don't be afraid of doing weights. Check with your healthcare practitioner first, as you should with any kind of activity that you're going to undertake. But especially if you're older and you're going to do something very specific, such as using free weights, please check with your healthcare practitioner so that you are sure your body is able to do what you're asking it to do. We want to build up, not break down. All right, guys, we are at 1.60 and we're at 2208, which means we've got less than 8 minutes to go. That's right, less than 8 minutes. How are you feeling? Are you still feeling great? Are you still feeling like you are achieving your goals? You should. You're here. You're still here. You're still moving. You can keep going. We are doing this together. I know it's probably feeling tough right now, but that's okay. That is okay. We want to challenge ourselves. We are not here because we just want to play around. No, you took time out for this workout. So I want you to give it your all. Give it your all so you are able to get those results you're seeking. Nothing is going to be more satisfying than the result. The results of good health, the results of weight loss, the results of better fitness. Maybe you're struggling with day-to-day activities because your body feels fatigue or you don't have the energy. So in that case, we want to work on feeling better so we're able to attack our day-to-day activities without feeling fatigue. So build your strength here. Build your fitness here for what you have to do in your day-to-day lives. Take care of yourself. Before you can take care of anyone else, you must first take care of yourself. You can only do your best if you're at your best. I know, guys, all my little corny phrases, but it's the truth. I want to remind you that because it is the truth. It is the truth that we often, myself included, think about everyone else but ourselves. And then we find ourselves breaking down. What happens then? When we start to break down, who takes care of all of the things and all of the people that we usually take care of? Someone does, and it works out. So instead of waiting for it to break down, create a plan so that you can take care of yourself and everyone else can take care of what they can do. The point is, you want to make sure you're really doing your part for you. For you first. You have to, in order for you to, the best analogy I have is with when a mom who is nursing her baby. When a mom's nursing her baby, she's not able to fully give the baby the best nutrition if she doesn't have what she needs inside of her body. If she has things that are not necessarily great, the baby may lack something, as well as she may lack something. Because the baby is going to take what the baby needs. And if she doesn't have enough, she may end up lacking something because she didn't have enough to begin with. And now the baby's eaten, there's nothing left. And then there's even less for the baby the next time. So I don't know if you're able to relate to that, but that's my best analogy of taking care of ourselves, because I really want you to know how important that is. And as I said, I'm guilty of that too. So it's something I remind myself daily. And it's not just fitness. It's also our mental health. It's also just taking a few moments where you can sit, meditate, or talk to God, or just be in a space of quietness where you are clearing your thoughts and you're feeling gratitude for being alive and being in a good space. Even if things are topsy-turvy, the goal is always just being in a space of gratitude. Because when we're not in a space of gratitude, we're often stressed, overwhelmed, anxious. All of those things don't contribute to a good mental health. And if you need to seek out professional help, a therapist, please do. There's absolutely no shame in that. That is something, like anything else, we're not able to do it alone. And sometimes we need help. And if that's what you need, please go ahead and do that. It'll make you the best version of yourself. It'll make you better wherever you are. I promise it will make you better. And we're at 26 minutes. We're at 26 minutes and we're at 2 miles. We achieved our 2-mile goal. Now we're not going to stop because this is a 30-minute workout, but I want you to know that you achieved 2 miles. So if you thought you couldn't walk 2 miles, you did. And like I said, wherever your goals are, as long as you are given 100%, I'm sure you're faster than you were before. Because we just really push that one really hard. Oh yes, a lot of reallys in there. Coach Michelle is really feeling this. So those reallys are coming out. Okay guys, yes, I just want to remind you that taking care of yourself physically, mentally, all of it goes together. And the last one is sleep. Some people think 4 hours is all they need. No, you don't need 4 hours. I think the recommended sleep is seven hours, I think is what's recommended. Gotta check on that one. But double check on that for me. I believe that's what it is. So if you are getting 4 hours and think that's adequate, it is not, because your body hasn't had the full amount of rest it needs to recover. And a lot of times, we talked about feeling fatigue before. Being fatigued could also come from not having enough rest. And rest is not something that you can save up for later. It's not something where we can say, okay, we'll rest in 10 years. No, taking care of your body today is going to make the difference tomorrow. So set your alarms, or should I say set your internal alarm for going to bed earlier so that you're able to get the 7 hours. Sometimes things happen that interrupts our sleep. If you're a mom, a new mom, I get it. Or a new dad, I get it. Maybe your children are ill, or you have aging parents who are ill, or perhaps you're in an injury state that disrupts your normal pattern of sleep. But the key is pattern. Create a pattern that's healthy. And guys, we are at 31, 2.29 miles. Yay! Coach Michelle got a little carried away there. You did it! Virtual high fives all around. Virtual high fives. We've completed our workout. We even got a bonus 1 minute in there. You should feel proud. You should feel accomplished. We came out. We worked out. We walked. I talked. So I hope that you enjoyed today's workout. Hope you got what you came for. Hope you're feeling great. And remember, if you feel like you have more to give, please go to another podcast. We've got plenty of podcasts available for you to walk with me. So go to another podcast if you can. Keep that going so that you're able to challenge yourself. But if this is all you've got, the time you've got, then congratulations, you did it. You did what you said you were going to do. So congratulations, wherever you finish, congratulations. You're still here, you did it. Now I want you to focus on the stretch. And I used to say 5 to 7 minutes, but I'm upping that. 10 minutes. There's nothing like a good stretch at the end of a very rigorous workout. And I think you guys deserve it. So I want you to stretch. Morning. Always stretch. Never skip the stretch. Someone said it's the dessert of the workout. And it is. If you like dessert, this is the best part. Even if you don't like dessert, we know of dessert to be the highlight. That's the good stuff. So I need you to stretch for 10 minutes and make sure that you're really holding your stretches for at least 20 seconds. Stretch out that body as good as possible. It helps to prevent injuries, and it also makes you feel good. That is really the best part of a workout. So please make sure you stretch. Finish off with a good meal. If it's morning, I want you to go ahead, get some quality protein in your meal. If it's cereal you're having, you can add some nuts, almonds, walnuts. Make sure you're having whole grain cereal, Oatmeal is great, especially if it's a cold morning. Or if you're someone that's going to have maybe eggs, go for eggs with maybe some spinach, tomatoes. If you like bell peppers and onions, go for it. And whole grain toast, or any whole grain food that you can have. And when I say whole grain, I don't want has whole grain. I want it to be whole grain. The first ingredient on the label should say whole grain. I want it to have at least 3 grams of fiber. I want your whole grains to be whole grains. So we want to focus on whole grains. Check your labels always, 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 and make sure that you're hydrating. You're getting your fruits in, you're getting your vegetables in. Eat the fruits in season and the vegetables in season. You're going to find they're tastier and less expensive. Thank you guys for stopping by. Again, I enjoy walking with you. I hope you enjoy walking with me. Hope you find value. So don't forget, keep walking.